Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC Q3 and 9-month 2015 results call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today on Friday, the 13th of November, 2015. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on today's call. As usual, the presentation will be delivered by Thomas Kurtmann, the CEO, and Erez Boniel, the CFO. It's my pleasure to pass the floor to Thomas.
Good afternoon, everybody on the phone. Let's start and welcome everybody again to the conference call discussing the Q3 results of GTC. I think everybody is maybe anyway logged in and has the presentation in front of him or her. Let's start with the portfolio and operations and the highlights. We see now, after Q3 2015 and ongoing, that we have a very stable valuation of our portfolio all over the place, across the countries, which is providing a very solid foundation for our further growth strategy. We do see active interest from potential purchasers on our non-core assets at approximately the book value. We have it since end of last year in our books. We are in active negotiations and hope to provide some new results following the good results we had already in the first couple of months of this year. Some of non-core assets could be successfully disposed, and we hope to do more to the end of this year. We can also report on the management structure, which is now, in our view, optimized and very efficient to support our further plans at the company. We have now a more efficient structure in the management. Some of the former board members moved into line functions, taking care on special tasks in the company, which is giving us more execution force. We can also report that acquisition and development activities are exactly at plan at the moment, and hopefully in the last quarter of this year, we will be able to report first successful acquisitions to close. The financial highlights are also impressive from my view. We could improve the FFO from 22 million euros in 9 months before third quarter 2014 to 28 million now. The net debt could be reduced to 613 million, which corresponds to a net LTV on a group level of 50%. We are working now very active on negotiations to refinance and early extend loans in an amount up to 110 million to get a better maturity profile and also improve other parameters like interest costs and hedge costs. The capital increase, which was long awaited by us, could now be fully completed, and it was successful by having a 34% oversubscription. The money is already on the accounts of GTC and ready to be invested. Most important on the first page is the growth, because this is where we are now focusing most of our capacities after having the company in a good shape, the basis and foundation. We can report that 41 office building, phase one, office building of 10,300 square meter GLA was completed and is fully operating. We have now 88% occupation by the beginning of November, looking forward to get better than 90% by the end of the year. We have close to 92,000 square meter GLA under construction. This is divided into three projects. The biggest one is Galeria Północna, the shopping mall in Warsaw. with 64,000 square meters, the University Business Park in Łódź, the office building of 19,600 square meters, which will be pretty soon ready because first tenants will move in April next year. And we could also, due to successful pre-leasing activities, start the second phase of the 41 office building project in Belgrade, the smaller building of 8,000 square meter, which should be completed in a year from now. We have a couple of assets in preparation and permitting and planning stage. Biggest one, of course, Galeria Vilanov in Warsaw, the Renaissance office project in Budapest. The other mall is a shopping mall in Belgrade, and Anna Tower, which is a office project in Bucharest. We also can report exclusive negotiations on two acquisitions, income-generating properties in Poland and Hungary. We will disclose further on that one if we are getting more security on closing the deals. A little overview on the portfolio, which is on page 5 of the presentation. We can almost unchanged report that Poland is leading the country allocation by 41%, followed by Romania and Hungary, each 15%, and then Serbia 12%, Croatia 10%, and Bulgaria 6% of the portfolio. All our acquisitions to be done in the next couple of months will almost not change the ratio of the allocation, because we will do some deals in Poland as well and outside of Poland. And we expect to keep the range of the allocation in Poland on gross asset value in a range at the moment between 40 to 45%. Then we will proceed with the completion of the shopping malls in Poland. Of course, it could also be that in a year to 1.5 years from now, that the ratio and allocation of Poland will increase more close to 50% temporary. Important also that out of our total portfolio, about 1 billion, which is 82% of the total portfolio, is full income generating, which is giving us a very stable platform to develop into the future. For point 3, operations and financial results, I will hand over to Jarosz, and please Jarosz, give us an overview on that side.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We will start with the key metrics. The NOI, if we compare 9 months to 9 months last year, has declined slightly. This is due to the sale at the beginning of the year of Galeria Kazimierz office and the sale of some of the non-performing assets that still had NOI, and therefore we regard it as part of the restructuring. Other than that, the NOI is stable and creates recurring rental income. The margin as a result of selling of the non-core assets has been slightly improved, but more importantly, the funds from operations, if looking at the comparison 9 months to 9 months, have been increased by about 25 to 30%. That's a significant increase, which will be explained further as we go through the P&L report. The total property has been declined in line with the sale of assets, but the most important thing is the deleveraging effect that took place as part of selling the assets, thereby reducing the net debt to 613 million, and at the same time improving the LTV from 54 to 50%, making the platform of cash-generating assets a very solid one, fundamentally prepared for growth and the addition of new assets. The balance sheet shows the impact on the investment property. On one hand, we had the sale of assets. On the other hand, we invested in new assets. The investment during this quarter amounted to approximately 20 million euro, and it refers primarily to investment in Punotna, UBP, the second building, 41, and in the previous quarter also completion of offices in Krakow. The residential land bank has been decreased. That's a Q2 event due to the sale of Felicity residential project in Bucharest. In fact, we sold the entire portfolio of apartment in Felicity to the lender. We decreased both the inventory and the loan related to this project. Cash and cash equivalent broadly remain in the same scale, altogether around 100 million euro. Regarding the short-term debt, the effect of deleveraging can be clearly seen in comparison to the year end. And this was as a result of the restructuring that we have done during the Q2. We restructured several loans that were not in compliance with the covenants. We put them back in compliance. This is behind us. We also repaid and accelerated some other loans, thereby decreasing the leverage, decreasing also the interest rate, and stabilizing the entire balance sheet structure. If you add to that also the capital that was raised, you can see that the LTV, in fact, is below 50%, going close to 40%, and making the balance sheet very solid. On the next page, we present the structure of the financing in GTC. There is a balance split between secured and unsecured. When I'm saying balance, I mean that the unsecured debt is 17%, the secured debt 83%, and the unsecured one refers mostly to corporate loans, and the biggest amount refers to the bonds. This, of course, gives, I would say, another dimension to the debt that GTC raised. Basically, the debt is secured by asset, and when the debt level is not so high, shows how solid is the cash-generating platform. The interest rate split, here there is a change versus the Q2. The fixed and hedge part, which used to be 43%, remains. However, we are adding to that another 24% right now of loans that are under hedging arrangement. And when I'm saying hedging, I mean mostly hedging by cap, thereby keeping the exposure to the floating interest rate as long as the rate is low, and we can enjoy the low interest rate. But if the interest rate will go up, we will be protected going forward. The debt maturity, I can say that between now and September 17, which is about 2 years, we have the standard debt maturity. Going forward, there are some bigger amounts, mostly referring to balloons of existing loans, and these loans are already under negotiations for extension. And we have the bonds. Of course, we have a lot of time to prepare for that, potentially to refinance or restructure this side of the balance sheet. The loans that we are raising now enjoy low interest rate. On average, on the portfolio, we talk about 3.6%, but the rate, generally speaking, in Poland for completed assets is around 2% or below, and out of Poland, we talk about anything between 2 to 4%, depends on the country. So these are convenient interest rates, and we take advantage of that. The interest rate coverage, given the increase decrease in interest cost and the stabilization of NOI, So the cover is now 2.9, used to be around 2%, about two folds a year ago. I skip to the page 11 of the presentation, which describes the income statement. Here we can see that the rental and service revenue are kept, broadly speaking, kept stable. Cost of operations are the same, and other costs are also at the same level, give or take. What has been improved significantly is the finance expenses, given the lower leverage that we experience now. We were able to save from one is from the repayment of loan, second is due to the exposure to variable interest. As I mentioned in the last couple of quarters, we increased that exposure, and now we are capping it, still enjoying the low rate. The taxation line also this quarter is neutral. That's mainly shifting between the quarters. If we look at it on annual basis, I think give or take that's the level of tax provision that we expect. The cash flow statement summarizes the activity. Cash flow from operating activities increased from 33 million to 37 million. The investment in real estate and related, also here we can see some increase. If we neutralize the sale of assets, then give or take it's stable when you compare 9 months to 9 months. However, when we add the Q4 with increasing investment, especially in Galeria Punotna and the UBP, then on annual basis we can see that the investment part is being accelerated and will accelerate in the coming year as well. The finance activity is dominated by the repayment of long-term borrowings, and here we will see more borrowings in the coming quarters, especially to finance the new acquisitions and finance the construction of the projects that are under construction, the two that I mentioned, plus those in Belgrade. Finally, on the last page 13, we present a new indicator, new measurement. Actually, it's a non-GAAP measurement, meaning it's not derived from IFRS. It's more related to the REIT world. But it's a good indicator for the performance of the cash-generating assets. Here we can see the evolution or how this funds from operation indicator was calculated, starting from earning before tax and going forward up to the amount that represents the cash or stabilized cash, recurring cash from the cash generating platform. This is amounting to 28, and it shows the strengths of the platform in terms of its cash generation.
That concludes our report presentation, and we will be very happy to take questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to ask a question or simply make a comment, please press star one on your telephone keypad. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. And your first question comes from the line of Jakub Kaisma. Please ask your question.
Hello, good afternoon, and thanks for the presentation. This is Jakub Salma from Wood & Co. I would have three questions, and I would ask them one by one, if that's fine. Firstly, if you could kindly tell us a couple of words of basically about some of the planned development projects, namely about potential the Renaissance office in Budapest and Anna Tower in Bucharest, basically what's the time spent there, expected size, etc.
Yeah, hello, Jakub. These two projects are on the balance sheet, the land plots for these projects on the balance sheet since a couple of years already, and with GTC. Because of the special situation we have now in Budapest and also in Bucharest, that the demand for office space is dramatically increasing, we decided to update the two projects in terms of building permit, because the old design and the old building permits in place were 5-6 years old, and we need to do that state-of-the-art. And this is what we are working on, and we believe that in 3 to 4 months from now, we will have a product in our hands to start the pre-leasing. And if we will be successful on a certain amount of pre-leasing, we will make a decision to start this project.
All right, thanks. The second question, and Eris has basically already touched on this, regarding the liabilities, there has been quite a shift, and the floating interest rate liabilities are now significantly lower than they have been in the at the end of the second quarter. So I just wanted to ask you, basically, in the long run, what would you see as basically some kind of a stable split? Of course, I mean, I understand that this is subject to market conditions, but I mean, is this something you are kind of comfortable to go ahead with, or would you like to see any further changes there?
No, as I mentioned, going forward, we see about two-thirds hedge, one-third potentially would remain floating, but of course there could be further shifting as the market develops. We're trying to basically to be ahead on the curve, ahead of the curve, as we did with opening the exposure and enjoying the declining rates. And now we are capping it before the rates will go up, so that and we change the instrument from IRS to cap, so that if rate will remain low, we will enjoy the low rate. If it will increase, then we will be protected.
Fair enough. Thanks. And my last question, just maybe if, as you mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, the optimization of the management structure, just if you could maybe tell us a bit more detail of what exactly changes have been made and how it's going to affect the company going forward.
Look, if you look back a year ago, GTC had 7 board members. Now we have 2. And okay, 1 or 2 persons left the board and do something else, but most of the other stay with GTC and take direct responsibilities on departments, on tasks, which is giving us a much better direct management of some of the assets, some of the tasks to be done. And we also split it down and have a better control on each country we are working in and on each segment we are working in. So, and this is basically the result of having a restructuring over the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm. I see. All right. Thank you very much.
There are currently no further questions. However, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question or make a comment, please press *1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. It appears we have no further questions. Please continue.
Thank you very much, everyone, for your participation, and we will be very happy to talk to you in March with our 2015 results. Thank you. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.